Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Cloud Solution Innovators, our series on Channel 9, where we highlight our partners and ISVs that are developing solutions on our platform, specifically the Microsoft Azure Cloud Platform. And my name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. I help our partner community as they're deploying and planning new solutions on our Azure Cloud Platform. We have a special guest with us today, James McDonough from CForge. Hi, James. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Keith. Happy to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, James, before we get started, do you want to take just a moment and introduce yourself and your role at CForge?
Of course. So James McDonough, co-founder and CEO of CForge. We're about 3.5 years old. We originally founded the company in Australia, and about 2 years ago expanded to the U.S., and most recently to Houston, Texas, where we focus on
oil and gas. Great, in Houston. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today. And James, can you help us understand a little bit more about your solution? Can you tell us a bit about the offering that CForge has?
Of course. So we have a mobile-first platform that enables companies to automate any workflow in a simple drag-and-drop way. Basically solving the clipboard problem. So we can go to approach a client, and a non-technical user can drag and drop or copy and paste whatever they typically do by a clipboard, and then that will automate the workflow, produce real-time visualizations and analytics to the data that is captured in the field, and then we can push and pull that data being captured out in the field to any back-end system, such as an ERP or maintenance or safety system, et cetera.
Great. Awesome. Well, that sounds like a great solution. And I understand that the back end of the solution that the mobile devices talk to is leveraging the Microsoft Azure platform. Is that right?
Yeah, we're 100% built in Microsoft technology. So we're a .NET code base. We leverage Xamarin to build on the mobile side of things, as well as SQL Server, and of course, hosted in Azure.
Well, that's awesome. And the client front end being, you know, browser based and several mobile phone devices, I'm sure there's, you know, development challenges, right, that you guys probably experienced early on coding across various clients. How did you kind of simplify that development? Was there anything in the Microsoft ecosystem or within Azure that you leveraged to try to reduce the complexity of developing your solution across so many different devices?
Yeah, of course. So with like any small company, we have limited resources. So you know, we started actually with a native iOS client to start with, and then realized that bring your own device was really taking off in the industry that we play in kind of heavy industry, oil and gas, manufacturing, mining, et cetera. They wanted that cross-platform capability. So whether it's from Android or an iPhone or iPad or a web browser, we leverage Xamarin to, you know, keep a consistent code base and also deploy a standard solution across, you know, multiple devices depending on what people prefer to use.
Gotcha. Okay, so really leveraging a combination of Xamarin and Azure together to have a consistent back end and then a consistent set of tools for building that cross-platform front end as well.
Of course, that saved us a lot of time, and obviously leveraging, you know, we play in the enterprise, and they, you know, trust the Microsoft products on the back end, and that really helps us in, you know, from being a small company, you know, bringing the breadth and I guess the brand value from Microsoft's technology to kind of bringing that together, then it really helps when we're selling to a large enterprise.
Well, that all sounds really great, James. Would you mind walking us through a demo of the CForge solution so we have a better understanding of how it works?
I'd love to. So to share the reality of a lot of operations, especially heavy industry like oil and gas, mining, construction, et cetera, this is the typical business workflow. It's a painful, high-cost, high-risk workflow that people or the operators typically follow, which is a guy and girl in the field with a clipboard has to capture some sort of data, whether it's safety, production, maintenance, field tickets, timesheets, whatever it is, it's done by paper. That's got to be retyped. There's multiple systems, clunky systems or Excel spreadsheets all through the organization, and then eventually that gets to be an outdated, inaccurate report. And that's typically what we see clients follow across a variety of industries and a variety of different teams. And so we automate that. So we basically take all that painful paperwork across a variety of teams and put it on what we call a fat finger solution. And we're serious about that term. We've trademarked Fat Finger and because we design it for people with maybe a non-technology background with big fingers, and they need something extremely easy to use. And so we achieve that by four pillars. So basically, we're able to drag and drop or copy and paste any workflow, which will create a Fat Finger app across using Xamarin technology across every mobile device natively, so it can be used offline. So, which will create the real-time dashboards to give analytics into their operations that they'd never seen before. And then we can push and pull that data into any back-end system. So if they need to populate an ERP, et cetera. So I can bring up the back-end, which is which a non-technical user is able to build their own workflow or create their own Fat Finger app. So if you see on the right-hand side here, there'll be your app, and it's kind of like a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. And let's say if we want to do a safety inspection, it's already capturing GPS, and maybe they wanted a yes, no, saying, is it safe, yes or no? And if they wanted another yes, no, a multiple choice, a photo control, and a signature value, as you see, it's being created basically in a few seconds. And They can simply just say, maybe if this was risk level, etc., and you multiple choice, free text, date and time, images, whatever really they need to do from the app, we're able to create within seconds.
And you had mentioned that the application will work in an offline state as well?
Of course. Right? So what has happened here is the admin user has built this workflow in seconds, and now that is deployed in native app across every mobile platform, so iOS, Android, as well, we're currently or about to release a Surface Pro 3 version, as well as the web browser, so they can sit behind their computer, they can be on their phone or tablet, offline or online, and that workflow is ready to go, ready to be deployed. Wow. And so as you see, a non-technical user can rapidly build any workflow or as well as edit it on the fly. So maybe 2 months down the track, they don't need to collect signatures or dates, just delete that off there, maybe no photos, and away they go, that everyone is now following the same version of the workflow, and they're able to rapidly improve their operations.
Gotcha. So the app that they're building, it's kind of synced down to each of these devices. The workers can use them even if they're offline at a particular site and be able to record their data, and then at some point it sync back up to the cloud, for instance?
Exactly. And so from a mobility perspective, again, Fat Finger, we love that term, our clients love it. It's branded for them, so they'll have their logo there so they can look more professional, maybe if they're a service provider. Big Fat Finger buttons, so they hit new, and then they'll only see the workflows that their role or they're privileged to see. And so let's say it's a safety inspection or a field ticket or timesheet or something. They click that, and then they're right into the custom-made workflow that has just been created for them.
Wow, so no code apps, basically for more of a business user, right, that sees the need and needs to distribute this out to their field team. They can easily create the app, get it distributed out there, begin being productive right away without writing any code whatsoever, it looks like, right?
Exactly, and so so IT has the ability to control all the data is obviously going into one central repository, so they can mine it and integrate it with their legacy systems, and control who has access, etc. But the people, if it's the business, let's say it's a team lead of a maintenance team or a safety team, they're able to service themselves, improve their own business workflows. They don't have to wait for IT to scope or manage that. They're able to, rapidly build and improve them as they go, and take more ownership into what their business is doing.
Awesome.
So I guess to go a bit deeper, they can take photos, draw on the photos, signatures, GPS. We have and if statements, as well as we call it operator alerts. So let's pretend they were capturing a temperature or a pressure and they go outside a certain limit. We can, in real time, alert their operator to take action saying, turn down the pressure, it's dangerous, or go see your manager or whoever it is. So you're building in the experience and smarts into the technology, and maybe having a junior operator who doesn't know that he's 10 times the pressure, 10 times the pressure to take action and build that learning so they can be a safer, do a better job at the end of the day.
Wow, that's great.
So yeah, they just knew, fill it out, hit submit, and they're back on the tools. And so no more kind of the pen, paper, retype, fax, email nightmare that kind of that does exist in operations.
Yeah, yeah, and the data when it's collected and it syncs back into an organization's repository, their data store, where do you find most of your customers are sending that data to? Is it sitting in a database up in the cloud, back on premises? What kind of options do they have for that data repository?
We offer both options. Most of our clients do opt for Azure because they do, given it's Microsoft, it's not like it's sitting in our basement. It's with, in the trusted hands of Microsoft, and it's in their own secure, private account within CForge, but hosted on Azure. We do offer on-prem, but obviously most of our clients do opt for the cloud.
Yeah, particularly if they have a pretty widely distributed mobile workforce, I would think that having the luxury of pervasive internet access to a cloud platform like Azure would give them a lot of advantages and simplify a lot of their infrastructural costs that they might otherwise have in the on-prem world. Is that what you find as well?
Yep, we hear the exact same thing.
Great.
And so all that data, I guess the next question is, okay, where does all of that, fit, all of those items end up? We have full, tasking, where you have a real-time activity list of what's going on in the field and where they can PDF those items, task out certain things that need to be completed, export, or just simply have it for their records so that they can go back into it and say, yeah, we did this item at this certain time by this person, with full photos and from a map, et cetera. And then the final, the next item is any piece of data that now is captured within CForge, you can now mine and showcase or visualize on your real-time dashboards. Wow. So that's critical from, currently they're on pen and paper, or all that information is locked in different Excel sheets or in a filing cabinet all over the world. Now you have one central place where you can say, who are my top reporters, maybe see trends within your processes, see it from a GPS map, and really start mining the operational data so that they can be either alerted to new trends in their business or from a compliance perspective to ensure that behavior is happening in operations that needs to be done.
That's really interesting. So from a drag and drop standpoint, not only, it sounds like, if I'm understanding things correctly, not only are your customers building a no-code data entry solution that can scale out to their mobile workforce and work in a connected or disconnected manner, but it's also through that same drag and drop process, at the same time it's building the data entry capabilities, underneath it, it's building sort of the database schema automatically to hold that data, and then building the analytics system on top of that data as well, without really having to think about those three distinct parts, right, and build them separately like happens in a lot of enterprise development.
Exactly. We do it end-to-end. We have a platform that goes end-to-end. So as you mentioned, the full mobile data capture, the workflow automation flowing all the way to what they're capturing and doing the behavior on site for a reason. Now we want to visualize it and make sure it's being done, as well as highlight or identify areas that they've never seen before where they can start putting resources in to improve the business.
Wow, that's great.
So I guess the last bit is, we can do all of that end-to-end, but we know a lot of our enterprise customers do have a landscape of different enterprise systems in the back end. Our vision is to be the fat finger front end to those systems to, increase value into those maybe non-mobile ERPs that have existed in those companies and are not going away anytime soon. So we can share, push, and pull that data into virtually any system given using REST APIs.
Sure. So rather than developing a unique mobile application for each of these various backend systems, essentially using your platform as a unified way of building any mobile application, and then being able to tie it into any of these backend systems across the board without having to do all these one-offs that a lot of enterprise customers find they do, right, otherwise.
Exactly. We find clients in a range of scenarios where they're either having to go through the painful scope, design, dev, test, manage for each workflow, and that takes significant resource, both time and money, whereas they can rapidly build and improve those workflows very quickly on the platform, as well as consolidate all of that data from an IT perspective to have one central place with all that mobile data coming into one central location, and then being able to mine that or pass it into any other existing enterprise system. It breaks down all those data silos across the business.
Perfect. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, wow, James, that was a great demo to show really the power of your solution and how it leverages the Azure platform kind of pervasively for being able to provide a consistent backend for these mobile applications that are being developed with literally no code, and then provide analytics over the top of it. That was really awesome. Where can customers go if they want to learn more about CForge and your solutions?
Yeah, best place to find us is online at www.cforge.com. That's SEEFORGE.com. Check us out online, and love to hear from everyone.
Okay, great. And we'll definitely include a link to your site down at the bottom of the page that everyone's watching today's episode on as well. Just to make it convenient, if you're looking for more information, be sure to click down at the bottom and go and check out the great solutions that CForge offers for mobile workforce empowerment. That's great. Well, thank you so much, James, for joining us today. It was really a pleasure meeting you and learning more about the solutions that CForge offers.
Thanks, Keith and Microsoft team. It's been fantastic to be a part of it.
Great. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our episode on Cloud Solution Innovators. We look forward to seeing you next time as we talk about other solutions being launched on the Azure Cloud Platform. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.